AM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we are broadcasting live right now. Live in person, live at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. Conservative Partnership Institute is meeting here today in conjunction with the House Freedom Caucus. They are working to set up state legislative freedom caucuses, caucus blocks, if you will, that will band together and push for conservative agendas to be voted into action. And I think that is so needed. Hey, listen, before we go too much further, though, let me quickly tell you, we got team members, and I've got to just make sure that I do not forget that I've got team members that make this show possible, one of which is Otter Creek Farm. You guys hear me talk about them all the time, but Otter Creek Farm is just an amazing place, y'all. I mean, I'm saying it's an oasis in North Alabama. But it's known internationally. It's especially known as one of the best regional places for wing shooting. If you're into hunting pheasant and quail, they've got the guides, the guns, the dogs, the hundreds of manicured acres. It's a beautiful place to do that. But it's such an amazing place that after it was featured in Garden and Gun magazine, it became a wedding destination. It's also a place where you can have corporate retreats. You can go there for a great dinner or just hang out for a day by the infinity pool, have a glass of wine, and watch the sun go down over the landscape. Let me tell you something. Check out their website. You'll see exactly why I talk about them all the time. OtterCreekFarmstead.com is the name of the website. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. All right, so I've been talking about the Freedom Caucus. What is that? Let me round out this hour a little bit before we get Congressman Barry Moore on here at the next hour. The Freedom Caucus, it's a voting block of about, I think right now they run about three dozen or so Republican members of the House of Representatives. And they are among the most ideologically conservative in Congress. So many of the Freedom Caucus members are veterans of the original Tea Party movement. Some of y'all remember that. I certainly do. I was a Tea Party. We had a Tea Party in my district, and they endorsed me for office when I ran. But the Tea Party movement took root back in the day, and out of that grew the Freedom Caucus, which was formed up in Congress in 2015. Originally nine members. Now, you're going to know some of these names. Let me tell you some of the people who were in the original Freedom Caucus. How about Governor Ron DeSantis, who was then Congressman Ron DeSantis? Yeah, one of the founding members. That tells you something right there, doesn't it? How about Representative Jim Jordan or Representative Mark Meadows, who went on to become the chief of staff, or Representative Mick Mulvaney, both of whom served as chief of staff for Donald Trump? I'm just telling you, the kind of the who's who of who makes the conservative policy issues happen in D.C. is there. Members of that we know of now, right now, I mean, in Alabama know of, are people like Congressman Mo Brooks, Congressman Barry Moore, who serves down in the Wiregrass region of Alabama, or Congressman Gary Palmer, who is the one who founded the Alabama Policy Institute that I am affiliated with. Folks, this is big doings. And the Freedom Caucus, when they do things, they literally get stuff happening. So some things that they've been responsible for that you may appreciate, maybe not. I mean, for instance, when John Boehner was the Speaker of the House, it was the Freedom Caucus that got together, and they were tired of seeing wishy-washy, moderate, so-called Republican leadership push for agenda items that did nothing for the conservative cause. And the reason why John Boehner got out of Congress altogether was because the Freedom Caucus got together and pretty much said, here's what we want to achieve. And you will not get our votes. You won't get our votes for those things you're looking to do unless you add certain things to the policies that we believe are important. The Freedom Caucus, you know, they represent a small fraction of the 435-member House. But as a voting block, they can make a difference. I mean, typically right now, the House Republican Caucus, the overall Republican conference, they look for about an 80% support level from their members before they will take a legislative stand on something. But when they reach 80%, they can call it a policy position of the entire Republican conference. Well, if you've got a block of people holding out on something like that or pressing for something like that, then you can make a difference in your own conference. And they choose their fights carefully. They don't get out there and just wing-ding it. And, you know, and they've got detractors. I mean, the liberals hate them. And I can tell you right now, some of the articles I've got here that if I get a chance, I'll sort of poke some fun. But I mean, I've got one right here. It's the snarkiest article, that I've ever read. But it's from a magazine called The Intelligencer. All right, so I'm looking at an article right here from The Intelligencer here on my paper. Freedom Caucus troublemakers are poised for a comeback. Troublemakers. They're troublemakers when you don't like them, I guess. And it goes on to talk about in this particular article about he calls them very Trumpy. They're very Trumpy. Okay. Well, so basically anything that's bad right now is considered Trumpy by the liberals. But he talks about the fact that the Freedom Caucus has all the members they can't stand. People like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Louie Gohmert and Paul Gosar and Madison Cawthorn and Lauren Boebert and Mo Brooks and Chip Roy. I got a great deal of respect for a number of those names I just called out. Why? Because they're getting something done. That's why. Why? Because they went to D.C. and they didn't stop doing what they said in their ads that they would do. So, folks, it's important that you have an idea of where your people stand. And despite this article from the Intelligencer trying to claim that they are somehow the kings of chaos and shock troops for conservatism, whatever, I'm just saying, we need that in D.C., but, folks, we need that right here in Montgomery. We need to know that some of the folks who felt like they got run over in the last session when medical marijuana and casino gaming, when increased budgets went up with no tax cuts, when the legislature wouldn't convene or even seek to be brought back into special session to deal with COVID, when all those things were kind of languishing out there, there were conservative members of the body who were reaching out to me and talking about it and saying how frustrated they were. Well, I'm just telling you, the only way they're going to become a force to be reckoned with is when they stop acting as individuals. They've got to begin banding together. They've got to begin seeking the opportunity to be a caucus that is fully recognized and due to be dealt with. Got to be. I mean, the Freedom Caucus in D.C., they recently pushed for some budget elements that would have defunded vaccine mandates, and they couldn't get it done because they couldn't get the overall leadership, including Senator McConnell. And so when you've got stuff like that going on and you've got good folks, men and women in Congress who are trying to fight that battle, the only way they can get it done is when they band together, put together that phalanx of conservatism. All right, folks, listen, top of the hour break. We're coming back with Congressman Barry Moore, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.